It is terrific to announce and welcome to the show for the first time, and hopefully it won't be the last. Hopefully we'll be speaking to him in this role for many, many years to come. The new coach of the North Melbourne Footy Club, David Noble, joins us right off the top. Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us on the show, mate, and congratulations.
Thanks, Andy. It's a pleasure to join you as the new coach.
Does it feel, for a bloke who's been through, you know, so much in footy and has been in the industry and in the caper for a long time, does this feel distinctly different to anything that you, the responsibility that you started to imagine for yourself? Does it feel distinctly different?
I wouldn't say it feels distinctly different. It feels right. I know that. Yep. The last sort of couple of days, it sat very comfortably. I think the dream was probably pushed a lot further down than maybe what I thought. And Rosie did a great job of rattling the cage, mate, a couple of times after, I'd spoken to Julian earlier in that week, and I hadn't actually been contacted by the Kangaroos at that point in time. So, yeah, he rattled it pretty hard.
David, can I ask you about that, about the coaching ambitions? Because, you know, you'd coached your own teams previously and then had covered an enormous amount of roles within footy, which has been well documented. Had the dream of being a senior AFL coach, had it always been there?
It had, Bob. It had lost a little bit of its luster and a bit of its light. And even look, when we put Fags on, I was extremely happy that he had an opportunity that had worked so hard, and not dissimilar to myself, but I was just stoked to give Fags that opportunity at that point in time. And then, you know, watching him go to work in the last sort of 4 years and working closely alongside of it. But look, I didn't get to the point where I felt, you know, I had to put my hand up. It wasn't to that point. I've always felt that, you know, the fit needs to be on both sides. And when it came along, and it came with a real rush, and, you know, I sort of sat back. And as I said, you know, Paul rattled it pretty hard and had made me sort of stop and think, and it had been an aspiration for a long period of time. And initially I'd set a plan around 15 years, you know, to get enough exposure and experience to get there. And it was just that I happened to be 10 years out. it's something that, you know, I looked at opportunity wise, it was a once in a lifetime chance, and I believe that I could do the job.
What was the experience of the pointy end of the process? Because unlike a lot of other candidates, you've sat on the other side of the table, and as you know, this dream was such a long one. So it's a long time to rehearse your lines. What was it like when the lights went on and you were centre stage?
I didn't get much sleep. I was offered the opportunity to do it, you know, the second stage by Zoom, or come down and do it live. And in the end, there wasn't a decision to be made. So, you know, it's a lot of credit to my family for the support and, you know, to sort of jump on the plane and come down under the current conditions. But I think what it does, Bob, is it makes you really condense all your thoughts, you know, into a really formatted approach, and I guess just confirm your beliefs of how you see the game and how you want it to be played. And I really enjoyed that process. So that was really rewarding at the end of the day to compile those ideas together and now be able to see them come to fruition.
So time is of the essence, Nobes. Your feet must be just about under the desk already. Have you sort of put together the priority list? I imagine there's a lot of people to meet, and the players being up near the top somewhere, I imagine.
Yeah, I can't remember how many hundreds of messages I've still got to go. So if there's anyone out there listening, I will get back to you. But I started Saturday and Sunday, mate. I was able to, lucky enough to be allowed to come into the office and started. I think I've got through half to two thirds of the players already, and been able to spend some time just on the phone, just having a chat to them, asking them a couple of, you know, sort of questions around themselves, and that's been a really good start. I have to say the energy and enthusiasm, you know, coming back at me has been fantastic. It's really refreshing.
And the CEO, Ben Buckley, he's created a bit of a storm today, David. He's been quoted, and the quote has been doing the rounds. And I've analysed the quote I've read it about 10 times, and he's insinuated that 2 or 3 years, top four, and then premiership. But it's whether it's you have to get there before 2 or 3 years, or it's from 2 or 3 years. Have you read it and analysed it as much as I have?
I'll go with the from, Bob.
That's probably a wise thing to do, David. Hey, we're talking to David Noble. No, yeah, go on, mate.
I was just going to say that. I mean, look, we talked about that at the board. Like, to be honest, they're discussions that we've had, and you know, we're a team that's honest and open, and you know, and genuine. So it's not something that we hadn't talked about in the lead up to that. So that's fine.
It's the voice of Dave Noble, the new North Melbourne coach. David, what did you need to know from North Melbourne's perspective? What did you need to hear from them?
I think direction, alignment, where they saw themselves as far as the footprint, Andy, I think. I asked them what the expectation, what a success looked like for the board, you know, and the club going forward, how we can work together to achieve that. So I guess they're the broader pieces that, you know, you're after to have an understanding. And look, it's very similar to what my thought process was in regards to that. You can bring some real live examples and some real-time experience out of Brizzy, which definitely, you know, helps in an understanding. So, yeah, that they were the main things.
And there was some disquiet, you know, after, and this is no disrespect to Rhys Shaw at all, but there was some disquiet around the process last time that maybe it wasn't as extensive enough, that they got a bit seduced by the caretaker performance, and perhaps they should have, you know, broadened their focus a bit after that season. And can you tell us about the process, how extensive it was?
Yeah, it was a 3-2-3 stage process, initial contact and some consultation, gauged interest, and then the panel made a number of phone calls and interviews. I think they moved it to the next stage of presenting on a lot of Q&A, that next portion, and then from there the next area was the presentation around, you know, game plan, style, and a number of questions that came from the committee that they required information and answers to. So I won't go into those questions.
They're
part of the, you know, private asset of, you know, how they ran the process. But look, really detailed, really thorough. I'm sure they did lots of research on all the candidates. But that was the overall process. It was really detailed.
And is it an easy question to have answered, David? How do you want North to play? Like, it's a straightforward question, but does it have a straightforward answer?
Yeah, I think it does, Andy. I think we've got to be careful we don't become too complicated. We just want our club to be reliable. We just want to present reliable performance on an ongoing basis. We want to continue to grow and improve. So there's no ceiling on what that looks like. I'm not going to be necessarily looking at what that looks like from a win and loss. I mean, it's because we know that becomes your outcome. And if you focus on the outcome, you miss out on the process. So we've got a really exciting group. We're going back to the draft. We've got some older heads that are still playing good footy. We've got some exciting youth now that have got some really good games under their belt. And we need our guys to be reliable in their performance. Now, that's going to come back to their training, their education, their fitness, their strength. Like, all those areas are going to need to now go into that pot that we can, you know, stamp ourselves as being a reliable team, you know, on a weekly basis. And we want to do that for our fans to come back and watch us play during the year. We need that kangaroo army, you know, just shouting Marvel Stadium down.
No, it was one of the nuances of being a senior coach, particularly, you know, at a time when the, you know, team is rebuilding or renovating or whatever word you want to use to describe that. With those
growing.
Growing. Okay,
growing?
Let's, yeah, I like it. That's
great.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice. Yeah. With the older group of veterans that you've got and the message that, you know, you've got for them, will you take the time to speak with those guys and just to put their minds at ease about the task that's at hand?
Yeah, absolutely we will. We'll make sure that they understand, you know, where we see them, their role, their contribution into, you know, us as a coaching group, they become your on-field coaches, I reckon, Bob. And if we can get those guys to take on those roles and responsibility, yeah, I've seen it firsthand with, you know, someone like Hodgie. I mean, there's not too many Luke Hodges running around, but the ability for them to engage with the youth, help them make those decisions, guide them on the paddock, challenge them, you know, to continue to prove and get your structures right and your competitiveness around the ball. So I think we've got a group of older guys that are well and truly capable, from my discussions with them, to be able to play that type of role.
And in amongst everything that you've got in front of you at the moment and all those messages from people that you've got to get back to, have you had time to find yourself delving into that reimagining of players and roles that they can be recast into, if in fact you feel like there's a couple of players who might be used a bit differently? Have you already started going into that mode at any stage?
Sure have. Yeah. Sure have, sure. I had a quick catch up with a couple of our coaches for about 45 minutes just before you guys rang them. You know, we're just talking about a little bit of the shift and the change in maybe how we want to play, move the ball, and who might be able to sort of play relative roles. We did a great job in the trade. You know, Scotty Clayton and Luffy did a, you know, terrific job in what we needed. You know, we needed some speed. We needed some outside polish. We've been able to do that really well. So, yeah, but I think that fresh set of eyes, Andy, just, you know, allows you to have that freedom to do that, doesn't it? You look at certain things, and I've looked at teams in the last probably 5 years, and just, you know, you look at it and you go, oh, I wonder if he can actually play there. You know, so now I get a chance to do it.
Nobes, have you settled on your assistant coaching fraternity, or are there still some changes and additions to be made?
We've got two slots open at the moment, Bob. So we're Brady and myself and probably Johnny Blakey are just, you know, working through that at the moment. So we'll look at, you know, how we can make that work. It's a little bit late, but we understand that. But that's okay. There's some really good people that are out there that haven't necessarily got roles. So, we'll hopefully... Yeah, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to land a couple of those.
And what about on the home front for you personally, Dale? I imagine the news kind of lands like a meteorite on the kitchen table, so to speak.
It certainly was like a shooting star when it first occurred. It was like, where did that come from? So, yeah, look, I've got an extremely supportive family, and, you know, Sarah's a star, my wife, so we've been together for 30-odd years, and you know, I've had massive support. So, yeah, we'll just work through that transition, mate, and another state, a return to a state we've been from. So that'll be nice.
And you've got to, at some stage, navigate the tricky scenario of coaching against your son.
Yes,
have you got a...
Indeed.
I know we shared time at the Bulldogs when the Terry Wallace, like the in-the-gun sort of approach to certain players. You wouldn't be so vindictive to go down that path, would you, Nobes?
Oh, No, not at all, Bob. I did actually ask whether or not I could stay at his place for rent free, and he wasn't overly happy, Andy. He gave me nothing.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, probably don't look out when we play the Pies.
He probably knows how much coach has earned, David, so he probably thinks you're well and truly capable of getting your own joint. Hey, does it say anything about, just more broadly, you know, you've worked with Chris and, you know, you're both on you know, my side of 50. What does it say about? Does it say anything about the shift in that, David? It wasn't that long ago that, and you would have seen this from the other side, that, you know, we were there seemed to be a draw towards, you know, the sub 40s and younger, you know, more aggressive thinking, you know, all that perception. Not suggesting for one second that at over 50 you're not aggressive anymore, because that's certainly not the case.
No.
But does it say something about a shift in that perspective?
Yeah, I think our industry is maturing. It's continuing to, you know, look at options and ascertain what skill sets are required in, you know, in a large role. You know, I look back to the time we put Phil Walsh on, you know, Pikey, myself now, Chris. So, yeah, I think that the industry is mature to look at, you know, the broader skill set as to what you now require. I mean, the coaching is a lot different to what it was 10 years ago. a lot different. So, and that's what, you know, led my skill set to be able to vie for the role.
And are you more manager coach, or do you see yourself being coach manager? If you had to put one ahead of the other, if you have to do that, you can just be just plain old coach if you want to be. But how do you see the mix of those two kind of roles?
I think as we sit here, I'd probably see manager coach. Let's come back in 12 months' time and see if I'm able to hold that and not move into the coach manager. I think if you can keep as much, you know, you need some emotion in your game. So, you know, where I'm going to be based as far as how I manage the team or manage the structure of the day and how we coach the individuals will be interesting. But I seriously believe that it's now a blend. I really think it's a blend of both.
And how did you tell Chris? Can you without giving away any, you know, personal kind of aspects of the conversation? How deep can you take us into that?
That's okay. I went around when it was, you know, not long after North had made contact and spoke to him. He was like a cat that swallowed the canary. He had a massive big smile on his face and said, no, you've got to go for it. So, and I ran a couple of things past him from a prezzo. He and Greg and Andrew Wellington, the chair from Brisbane, all texted me the night before a presentation and wished me good luck. I got the nod on Friday, whenever it was, and I tried to ring him. He was out of lunch, and he said, just text me. He said, I'm out of lunch. And I said, yeah. I said, I got it. I said, I can't believe I got it. So, and then he rang me about an hour and a half later, and we had a good old chin wag, mate, about how our paths have been in parallel all the way through, and he was absolutely ecstatic. So, yeah, he's a good fella.
Glad to hear. And again, I'm not sure where this sits in the scheme of things and whether you've given it a second's thought or not, but the Tasmanian connection, David, you know, with North Melbourne and you and what runs through you and where you came from and all of that, is that of some significance to you?
It is. I got asked that earlier in the day. It's very similar, Andy, when I went to Brizzy. You know, my couple of years at the AFL playing was at the Lions, and there was a bit of synergy for me to go back and, you know, and help out my whole club. And, you know, I'm still good mates with Lynchy, and he's up in Brizzy. So, you know, we were able to sort of connect on a deeper basis again, which has been great. And then, yeah, having the capacity for me to take a team down there as a proud Tasmanian and play some games down there as a coach of a team, yeah, it was certainly appealing. It wasn't the be-all and end-all, but, yeah, it comes into your thinking for sure. So I've still got some great mates down there and had some great text and support from the crew down in Tassie, and looking forward to getting down there and saying good day to a few people.
Well, David, the focus may have shifted slightly away from this position, you know, on the journey on the way through it at an occasion here or an occasion there. But when we talked about this on Friday on the show, the reaction from North Melbourne supporters was almost unanimous that they were thrilled that the club had appointed you to the position, mate. So you've got there's a groundswell of Arden Street support backing you here. So everybody knows where the footy club's at to a degree, and we wish you all the very best. It's thoroughly deserved, and good luck with it every step of the way. We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks, mate. In a short amount of time, the love and support that I've got from our Kangaroo Army has been overwhelming. So, I'm very proud to be on board, and they've been nothing but supportive so far. So let's see how we go.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Nobs.
Thanks.
David Noble, the new coach of the North Melbourne Footy Club. Great to have him on the show. 23 past three. We'll get a break out of the way. If you want to join in and pass comment, make an observation about any of that, feel free to do so. 1-300-736-736. Best caller today wins a new TSI driver custom fit by Titleist. TSI driver is now available in golf stores all over the place. Find a fitting event or your nearest golf shop today at www.titleist.com.au.